lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and as you've heard me say before, and you'll probably hear me say again, the issue of immigration is extremely important today, and the president said is we need a compassionate immigration program. We need a legal program. We need a compassionate program. What he's really talking about is making all of the people who come here illegally legal. In fact, there were massive demonstrations about 10 days or so ago, about 2 weeks ago, in Chicago. 100,000 illegal aliens were there with their Mexican flags. And we're told this was just a spontaneous demonstration because they were concerned about some legislation that was going to be enacted in Illinois or in Washington, D.C. Just a spontaneous demonstration, you know, 100,000 people. Just telling other people, and that's how they all happen to get out there. And if you believe that sort of thing, you're incredibly naive. Demonstrations yesterday by the illegals demanding their rights. Now, you must understand that this is all organized and coordinated. I take the communist publications. They will tell you all about these marches, which you're not going to read about in so much of your media, because the communists are actually coordinating this. But who is funding the American Communist Party and the World Communist Movement? Why, it's always been great corporations. Now, certainly, there's a lot of money coming out of Russia because they have a lot of money from their oil. But you can be thankful that we've gone over there to develop their oil for them. We have financed communism since its inception, starting back in 1917 in the March Revolution and all the way through that. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to read Professor Sutton's work on what's going on, his Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Western technology and Soviet economic development. We have created the best enemy money could buy, and right here in the United States, the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation, we're funding the communist movement during the first half of the 20th century. That's covered in a book we've kept in print for a decade or more. Foundations, their power and influence. So you have to understand this is all about world government. It is all about destroying our national sovereignty, and the reason that the George Bush and his cronies won't enforce our laws and won't prosecute people who are hiring the 10 million illegal aliens who are working in this country is because they want to destroy our sovereignty. These people hate American sovereignty. You must understand that's what globalism is about, destroying American sovereignty. And then you can understand why we're not trying to close the border. But even more than that, the effort to destroy the value of our currency so that we will be forced into this new currency, which is planned. And so to talk about that and lots of other things, as a man who's been studying this for, how long have you been studying what's going on, Patrick?
A little over 30 years now, Dr. Stan.
Oh, well, you're just a newcomer. Anyway, it's good to have you with us. Patrick Wood from the August Foundation, and they do a great work, great articles. You want to go to their website. So pick up the story of where I left off.
Well, the systematic dismantling of our country over the last 30-plus years has been, by and large, accomplished under a screen of silence. The only time that there's been significant resistance is when something happens like the DP World attempted takeover of U.S. ports on the East Coast, where the public rises up and makes such a stink that there's temporary ripple and maybe a little bit of temporary resistance against the forces of globalism. But by and large, they have just been operating just below the surface of things to create a new economic world order, and in the process of that, to to bring along the new political structure as well.
You know, I think it's so interesting. This subject was never really brought up during the debates because both John Kerry and George Bush come from the same secret society, and they're both dedicated globalists. And
they are.
People understand that globalists hate American sovereignty.
Yes, absolutely. And since 1976, it's noteworthy to mention this. Since 1976, members of the Trilateral Commission have had a complete hammerlock on the executive branch of the U.S. government, starting with the election of James Earl Carter, running through every presidency since then. Members of the Trilateral Commission, who were dedicated globalists, founded by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski in 1973. They've had a hammerlock on the executive branch, and because of that, they've been able to manipulate the government to their own ends, and that has come in the form of signing treaties, of steering the government, executive orders, steering the government in ways that they want to steer it, with contracts with foreign companies, with opening up trade between between different countries and stuff in the world, like communist China, and with the certain Arab states and so on. And they have taken great advantage of this position. And even today, the evidence of the Trilateral Commission on the executive branch is overwhelming. Vice President Cheney, for instance, both he and his wife are members of the Trilateral Commission. Talk about a powerful family. And President Bush is not a member, but he's marching in lockstep to the policies of the Trilateral Commission to bring globalism into the United States 100%.
And isn't Alan Greenspan a member of the Trilateral Commission?
Yes, he is.
So here's the most powerful man in the world. I mean, George Bush is the front, but Alan Greenspan, until he resigned recently, really was, of course, moving our economy towards destruction.
Yes, and they're almost
working to destroy our dollar.
That's right.
I was just going over the M3 figures this morning. During 1 year, a little over 1 year period, he increased the M3, the money in the world related to dollars, by $1 trillion, from $9 to $10 trillion. I mean, he didn't do this accidentally. He has set out to destroy the value of the savings and the hope in the future of every single American. They know what they're doing. That's why they're not going to reprint the M3 anymore. And where is the outcry from our people and our leaders and our church leaders and our politicians? And nobody even understands what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And they're all of the members, it would seem, of this global elite are pretty much working on against the same script. There's a little bit of ad-libbing along the way, I'm sure, but the script has been to restructure the world along the lines that suit them for the purposes of trade and money.
Amen to that. Well, you have to understand what's really going on here in America, and that's our job, is to get the information. Patrick Wood worked very closely with Professor Sun, co-wrote the original Lilac. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. It is the duty of all Americans to research and investigate the truth behind 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts, is presenting a multimedia experience featuring speakers author Don Paul and Professor Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Labor Department under the Bush administration, on 9/11. Critical Analysis 9/11, the only indisputable facts concerning the collapse of WCT 1 and 2 and the suspicious collapse of WTC 7. Planes did not strike WTC 7, yet it miraculously fell straight down at almost freefall speeds into a pile of rubble at approximately 5:20 that afternoon. The indisputable facts shed a glaring light onto the inconsistencies, omissions, and misrepresentations of the 9/11 Commission report. Critical Analysis 9/11, only the indisputable facts. Join us Friday, March 31st at the beautiful Tyco Loretta Heights Theater, Denver. Doors open 6 p.m. Get your tickets today. For information, call 720-560-0692 or visit www.911analysis.com. That's 720-560-0692.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Patrick Wood from the August Foundation, and basically we're talking about the influence of the Trilov Commission. A group of very powerful and very wealthy men who are dedicated to world government. I don't think it's simply by coincidence that the logo of the Trilov Commission was three intertwining sixes. Six, six, six. They understand the significance of what's going on today. The average American is totally oblivious. Oh, aren't things great? Look at how cheap things are at Walmart. But, of course, that day is rapidly coming to an end. And when people suddenly wake up and realize that their future has been taken from them, there is no money in Social Security or Medicare, their corporate pension doesn't exist, their stocks and bonds have been destroyed, and there is rampant inflation in this money, destroying the value of everything they've worked their life out for, and suddenly our elderly people are impoverished and trying to find work, competing with illegal aliens, being encouraged to this country, coming to this country by our president, who has a different agenda. But, of course, they can't tell the American people, and certainly they control the media, and so very, very few people are going to tell people what I am telling you today and what Patrick Wood is going to tell you. And you'll certainly want to go to Patrick's website and get his information. And there is a plan to replace our currency with something called the Amero. Would you like to get into that? Because I think that it's so important for people to understand that everything is going according to plan.
Well, Dr. Stan, it would be it's difficult to understand the impact of what a common currency would be in North America until one understands a little bit about the concept of regionalism and what the what the plan is for Canada, Mexico, and the United States to be merged into a single trading bloc and potentially ultimately into a single governance bloc as well. But in the same way that the currency called the euro in Europe that covers the European Union, the euro was instrumental. Actually, it was the glue that bound the European Union together. It allows for common trade across borders. You know, you can carry one currency in your pocket, virtually go anywhere in Europe now. And it was an absolutely essential element to bringing the European Union together. In the same way, the block of countries in North America, Canada, United States, and Mexico, cannot be brought together in a common trading block without a common currency. And this has been something that's been discussed and written about for some time in the studies that that the global elite do. And there's a lot of probably a lot of disagreement on exactly how it's going to take place. But it's something that has to happen as this freight train towards regionalism continues, and it may have an event, a cataclysmic event, occur to usher in, for instance, the collapse of the U.S. dollar, or it just may be that it's instituted as kind of an over currency, like the EU was initially. It was an optional currency that people could or couldn't use, and then they made great incentives for people to use it. In other words, a deal that they couldn't refuse. And so now we see that the European Union is really locked together because of the currency, because of the use of the currency. The same pattern is being rolled over on the United States today. And it's probably just a matter of a year or two or three before we see the introduction of this regional currency in our northern hemisphere.
But Patrick, this can't be done unless the dollar collapses.
Well, if the dollar right now is obviously an expendable currency. The dollar is virtually worthless, around the world. It's been inflated. It's been expanded just ad infinitum. It's been our debt structure right now is so huge that we couldn't possibly pay it off, even if Americans gave 100% of their income for 5 years. We still couldn't pay off the national debt. So people around the world are starting to wake up to the fact that the dollar is pretty much a useless, outdated, on the decline fiat currency. And many countries are going to other reserve currencies now other than the dollar. The dollar was supreme for many years since World War II. But now, even in, for instance, in the Mideast, we see Iran, we see Saudi Arabia, we see the other Gulf Coordination Council countries switching over to the euro now to denominate their reserves and to denominate their oil reserves. And so the dollar is just... it's on its way out, quite frankly, and whether it goes with a whimper or whether it goes with a bang, it's still on the way out. And the advantage that can be taken of this by the global elite is to replace it with something of their own value, where they can control it 100%. And it's all about greed in the end. It's all about money, and they've got a plan to do this, and the dollar right now obviously is just is not going to be a great part of it. When the dollar's done, they'll kill it.
Do you believe that there is also perhaps an effort eventually to take us into a cashless society where you may neither buy nor sell, lest you have some sort of an identifier?
Well, I think if you talk in terms of Bible prophecy, there's just a lot of similarities. There's a lot of things that you can look at and draw inference to. Exactly how that might happen, I don't know. One can say for sure, though, if one is not properly identified to move between different countries, to move between borders and stuff, if they don't have the right identification, they're basically going to be left out of society. They'll be left out of the job market. They'll be left out of the flow of trade, if you will, that they can take advantage of. And these kinds of identifiers are already, they're storming the world. In the United States, for instance, right now, the government, part of the border control issue is to create a class of identification that can be given to Americans and or Mexicans and or Canadians that will allow anybody that holds such a pass to move freely between the borders without having any kind of check whatsoever. It's kind of like a supra citizen, if you will.
Won't that be so convenient?
Well, it'll be, that's what they say, of course. It will be, this is a great convenience. We don't have to have long lines at the border. I mean, heaven forbid that you'd have a long line at the border. That would just be horribly inconvenient for whoever is on the other side trying to get in.
So they create the problem and then they got the solution. And I marvel at how they got us onto credit cards. My goodness, you got that credit card, you could rent a car and they would pay for your insurance, so you didn't have to take that terribly expensive car insurance when you rented a car, and you got free miles on the various airlines. And all the advantages to have credit cards, and pretty soon everybody has a credit card moving into the cashless society, but then they can track everything you do. These people are truly diabolically clever.
Well, they certainly have been, and again, the watershed issue to modern, the watershed event to modern day globalism clearly was the founding of the Trilateral Commission in 1973. That's when the movement, that's when the talk became the walk, if you will. And they got serious traction back then, and what we've seen in 30 years, the progress for globalization that we've seen in 30 years, which is really quite amazing. If you've lived long enough, you've seen beyond that 30 years, but what's happened in 30 years is absolutely astounding. And it's picking up speed as we go along. So what took 10 years to occur back in 1973 now probably happens in a couple of years. Things are speeding up. The clock is speeding up. And what that means for us is, as we look out into the future and try and predict how these things are going to come down, it's coming faster and faster. So now, within 5 years, we're likely going to see as much change as we've seen in the last 15 to 20 years.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, Zygmunt Brzezinski is really the diabolical architect of so much of what's going on. He founded the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller, his employer. And then, of course, he was the major architect of bringing the Ayatollahs to power in 1979 when the CIA undermined the Shah and brought the Ayatollahs to power. And then, of course, he was instrumental in bringing about the Afghan War, where the whole radical Islamic movement was rejuvenated after lying dormant for so many centuries. And you know, then you see this, the hand of the Trilateral Commission in destroying the value of our currency. These people are really closely tied into international finance, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, since you bring him up, is in some ways he almost makes Henry Kissinger look like a Boy Scout. But he's very low key, and his recent book, he just wrote a book in 2004 called The Choice. Brzezinski did, that is, and Brzezinski has always been an outspoken academic and writer, and controversial to say the least. But one of the things that he wrote in this recent book just caused my jaw just to hit the ground. Listen to what he said. He said, he wrote, "The notion of total national security is now a myth.
Sure.
Total security and total defense in the age of globalization are not attainable. The real issue is how much insecurity can America live with while promoting its interest in an increasingly interactive, interdependent world."
And of course, they're the ones who've destroyed the
concept. These are the ones that brought it about in the first place, and now he's looking back, making an observation. And actually, I have to agree with him. It's quite an accurate observation. The notion of total national security is a myth. But the reason it's a myth is because of people like him who have systematically broken it down over the last 30 years.
And, of course, his boss, David Rockefeller, in his memoirs, and you can get it, we have it, or we can send you the page, where he says, you know, some people accuse me and my family of being, you know, part of a cabal, a worldwide cabal to bring about a world government. And I want to confess, that's absolutely right. I am a proud internationalist. Well, you can't be an internationalist and be an American.
The two are incompatible. Not at the same time.
Right. And these are traitors to our country, but nobody wants to call it treason. Because,
yes,
after all, if treason does prosper, none dare call it treason. And who's more prosperous than the Rockefellers, who dwarf the holdings of Warren Buffett and poor old Bill Gates, you know, to insignificance, when you really think of the wealth and power of the Rockefeller family?
Exactly so. I would encourage your listeners to read our latest article, which is called The Final Demise of National Security, that talks about, in some detail, about the dismantling of national security over the last 30 years, up to and including the current DP World intended takeover of U.S. ports in the East Coast.
And how can people get your material, Patrick?
Well, it's available on our website only at this point. That's www.augustreview.com. That's one word, of course, augustreview.com. And it's free to read the material. We don't have a cover charge or anything, but if anybody would be interested in reading our original books, that is Professor Sutton's and my original books, Trilaterals Over Washington, those are available for download, but only if you register on the site as a user. We want to know who you are if you're going to download our books. There's still no charge to download the electronic copy of our books.
All right, fine. Well, let me recommend Patrick's material to you. He worked with our good friend Anthony Sutton. And, you know, certainly he's been following the course of the Trilateral Commission since its inception back in 1973. And he and Dr. Sutton were the people who began to popularize this and let the American people understand that there was this cabal that really was intent upon taking over the commercial and financial aspects of our society by first taking over control of our government. That, in essence, is what Barry Goldwater said in his book With No Apologies, talking about the Trilateral Commission. And isn't it interesting today Patrick, that we so seldom hear about it, or if we do, why anybody calls into Rush Limbaugh, he's immediately attacked and vilified for suggesting that there is a conspiracy to bring about a world government. And of course, here's David Rockefeller, who's certainly such a good friend of Rush Limbaugh, saying, I confess, it's right. I am a globalist. I am a proud internationalist.
That's right.
Maybe Rush Limbaugh truly is the finest conservative money could buy.
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, my name is Mike McNulty, and I want to tell you about some of the best Chinese food I've eaten. It's found at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. And if you'll be so kind, mention the Mike McNulty Show and the Hunan Bunch, and you'll get a 10% discount. The Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Patrick Wood of the August Tremet Foundation, and it's 33 years since the Trilateral Commission was formed.
That's correct.
This organization working behind the scenes, along with the other globalist organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers, but certainly have had a profound impact. But the Trilateral Commission really seemed to be sort of the elite of these various organizations, aren't they?
It was the action organization, Dr. Stan, that the difference between the other organizations and the Trilateral Commission is the Trilateral Commission had a specific purpose to create a new economic world order. That was their language back in those days. The other groups before that, including the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and so on, these groups were by and large policy groups, not action-oriented groups. And that's just demonstrable by looking at what they actually did. There was a lot of talk. There wasn't as much action as they would have liked. Now, they would have liked more action, certainly, but they couldn't get it for a number of reasons. When Rockefeller founded the Trilateral Commission, traction was achieved, finally, for the forces of globalism. And with a very small group of people, only about 300 people initially, were invited, tapped, if you will, to join the Trilateral Commission. These 300 people from Japan, North America, and Europe collectively set about creating a new economic world order, restructuring world trade, restructuring world, you know, the ability for trade, shipping lanes, and so on. And they actually got the ball rolling downhill, finally. And we see the effects of this now, and we can, obviously we can see it today, but if we look back for these 33 years, what we see at every critical juncture, we see members, in particular, members of the Trilateral Commission that are causing policies to be put into place. Just one other case in point might be, for instance, the creating of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. NAFTA was negotiated by George H.W. Bush, number one. He was a president at the time in 1992. And his foreign trade representative was Carla Hills. Carla Anderson Hills was a member of the Trilateral Commission, one of the original members, an incredibly influential and powerful woman in her own right. And she was the chief negotiator and the chief architect of NAFTA. These two people between Bush and Hills can be 100% credited for the creation of NAFTA. That's just an example of where Trilateral Commission people show up at critical spots. And there's just a smattering of these kinds of occurrences in the last 33 years, and you go, wow, this is obviously not a coincidence.
But you know, this is part of a very long-range planning. I have an article that David Rockefeller wrote in the Wall Street Journal, an editorial, in 1992, in which he was talking about the importance of passing NAFTA, and his remark was, we have been waiting 500 years for this. Wait a minute, 500 years? We? Who's we? And why 500 years? And then you go back 500 years from 1992, and why, that was 1492, the year that Columbus discovered America. And who does David Rockefeller really represent when he said we have been waiting 500 years? So there's obviously some other implications in what's going on, this idea to bring about uniting of the world into a one-world government, but certainly NAFTA was simply the beginning of that. And, of course, we were told, oh, isn't it wonderful, why we're going to increase our jobs in America. Look at all those Mexicans we can sell goods to, all those people just waiting to buy our goods. And of course, what really happened was we began to export our subsidized corn to Mexico, and the poor dirt farmers who were raising corn there couldn't compete with the cheap subsidized corn we were sending in, and a lot of those are the people who are coming here to get a job. We actually made the people of Mexico poor, and we sure didn't get any increased jobs here, did we?
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody has been a loser in this transaction so far, except for the people at the top of the pyramid.
Amen to that. And the rich get richer, and the poor get poor, but I don't think people have seen anything yet. I think that they plan to impoverish the American people and to raise our living standard to that of the Mexican peasant. In fact, that's really what they talk about in the Earth Charter, written incidentally by Stephen Rockefeller and attributed to Maurice Strong and that great American patriot, Mikhail Gorbachev, who, you know, works very closely with the globalists. And in point 10A of the Earth Charter, they talk about realignment or I've forgotten the exact term, but certainly redistribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And that's what we're doing.
Exactly.
We're simply equitable distribution, I think is the term they use. Equitable distribution between nations. That's why they're sending our wealth overseas, so we can raise our living standards to that of the Bolivian peasant. And little by little, every year, the living standards of the average American go down just a little bit. But they can't figure out what's happening, because nobody ever tells them.
That's right, and essentially we're looking at communism on a global scale.
Right. But then why would people of great wealth want communism?
Well, you know, it's interesting looking back. You mentioned the Bolshevik Revolution and the riot, Wall Street and the rise of Hitler and so on that that Professor Sutton had had done so much writing on. The over the decades, the global elite, the business global elite, have always been friendly to do business with dictators. And the reason, I think the reason clearly is dictators just represent one point of control for a for an entire country. And secondly, they're typically corrupt, already corrupted before, you know, the globalists show up. They can buy them off, they can corrupt them, they can get them involved in business deals. There's only one person to negotiate with and the deal is done. The problem that they have with a republic like the United States is that there's pesky little citizens that still have some semblance of influence over the course of the country, and but we see these people dealing with communist China today. We saw them deal with the USSR in the past. We see them deal with despotic Arab states or Islamic states in the Mideast, all, you know, which would just as soon kill us as look at us. And they have no problem doing business with these people, like in, for instance, in the DP world, in Dubai, in the Gulf Coordination Council countries, and Saudi Arabia, and so on. It's absolutely amazing how these people can do business with these despots, these ruthless dictators, and then turn around and smile towards the American people and say, "Well, hey, trust us, we know what we're doing." You know, you got to figure water runs downhill in this kind of a thing, and what's happening is these despotic countries are beginning to influence us, and eventually we're going to become just like them. Their stain is going to run over onto our borders and completely corrupt our country.
Well, you know, I think it's the most amazing thing. I mean, we've done everything we could to build up the economy of communist China, to build up the military potential of communist China, who is in full military production for war and developing intercontinental nuclear-tipped missiles that can reach our shores, and they've threatened to nuke us if we object to their taking Taiwan. And only recently, within the last couple of weeks, in the national security study that the Bush administration put out, and they said, hey, you know, maybe China really is a threat to America. Now that we've seen it, the best enemy, money could buy. How could they be so stupid? They're so smart.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, myalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Patrick Wood. And Patrick, let's get your website out here before I forget it, and a couple of times more.
Well, thank you. Our website, Dr. Stan, is www.augustreview.com.
And that's like the month of August.
Like the month of August. And no, we weren't. We didn't start our company in August. No, we're not. We're not really hot. I don't know. But augustreview.com will get you to our website, where everything we have published in the past is available, and as we move forward, will be available.
And I certainly recommend our listeners to go there to pull down Patrick's information. I think you'll find it fascinating and very accurate and very revealing. And of course, people need to understand what's going on so they can help us to educate others. So there really are people working behind the scenes who hate America, who are traitors to our country, and that are some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world.
Yes. And Dr. Stan, I have to say that, just point out that whatever problems that we have in our country, if there is a solution, the solution will never be found if the problem is not understood. That's only common sense. You can't cure a disease that you don't know what it is. And people have to understand the truth. And one of the reasons that Professor Sutton and I were such gadflies to the Trilateral Commission back in the 70s and 80s was that we had the goods on them. We had the proof, and we were very careful just to document the factual things about the Trilateral Commission, and it drove them crazy. The truth really, really frightens these people. And as Americans and as other people around the globe come into possession of facts that can be substantiated and that can be, you know, stood upon, the resistance of these people, they just melt away. They have no defense whatsoever when confronted with the facts.
And when they come out and publicly admitted, they're internationalists. And
yes.
It's impossible to be an internationalist and to be an American. You can be an internationalist. You have that right. But certainly not to say that you're an American, because they want to destroy American sovereignty, and with that, the guarantees of freedom we have. But the elite feel that really they have the right to rule. And as David Rockefeller told a friend of mine, Congressman Bill Dannemeyer, I mean, some men are born to rule. Most people are born to be ruled. That's what it's really all about, this elitist attitude of a new ruling class who will not only rule America, they're going to rule the world.
Yes, their intent is to spread their net over the entire world.
Well, what can the average individual do? We painted a bleak picture. What can the listeners out there do to get this information out, to turn this around? Because these people are violating our laws. By the definition of the Patriot Act, they are terrorists because they want to change our form of government.
Well, the first thing that has to be done, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the people must understand the problem. The second thing is, they must be willing to take some kind of action. And action can start on a local level. It can start on a regional level. It can start on a national level. It really doesn't matter. We need to, American people need to repudiate these people, these global elite. We just need to just repudiate them and stop them dead in their tracks through the local political process and the regional political process. There's things happening all over America today that are a result of this globalism top-down push. And there are many things that can be argued at a local level. But the thing is, if people don't speak up, if people don't decide to take a stand just because it's the right thing to do, then the battle is certainly lost before it's even engaged. But these people must be engaged in debate. They must be engaged in the legislature and legally and politically, whatever grounds they can be found to be engaged with. They need to be engaged. And that's not going on today. It hasn't gone on probably for 25 years. There's been a lot of criticism along the way that hasn't had much impact, but there hasn't been any significant engagement with these people to stand up and say, you're wrong. You're flat out wrong. You cannot do this.
But of course, we don't have a voice because the vast majority of the major media is under their control.
It is, and that's exactly correct. And Carla Hills, by the way, that created, that engineered NAFTA is was for a long time on the board of directors of Time Warner. Sure. This kind of thing is not untypical, and they have influenced and controlled the media to a large extent. But that's still not an excuse for the average American to say that they didn't know what was going on.
Well, what we need to do, of course, is to utilize what the facilities we have, and we still have satellite, we still have the internet, we still have a few radio stations like the one you're listening to this morning, and the others we buy time on, where we can buy time, and we're reaching out, and more people are becoming aware, but we need to arm them with weapons. What's the best weapon that you can think of to educate people today?
Factual information.
And you'll get that on the August Review.
Factual information. It's not necessary to write everything about everything under the sun, but what people need in their hands are, whatever they do have in their hands needs to be factual, reliable, and defensible.
What about the spiritual aspect of what's going on?
Well, from a spiritual point of view, there's no doubt there's a tremendous spiritual attack, a cataclysm going on around the world. The Christian man in Afghanistan right now that faces death by hanging or perhaps beheading, only because he's a Christian, just underscores the spiritual battle that's going on around the world. This kind of persecution, this kind of against Christians and also against Jews is just sweeping right along with it. This kind of persecution is headed towards America. And I think it's headed fast at this point. I think it's moving rapidly towards us.
Because the globalists hate Christianity.
They absolutely are opposed to the concept of Christianity, and I might say as well Judaism as well. There's feigned friendliness towards Israel, but there's going to come a time when Israel is betrayed.
I think it's already been betrayed.
Well, it has been in
most
many ways.
Jews aren't supposed to realize it.
There's still some talk that we're still friendly with it, but there's a spiritual cataclysm coming, I think, and it's coming to America as well. Christians in America really need to wake up. They're by and large, they're still asleep at the switch.
Well, my job is to wake them up. God bless you, Patrick, and I'll be calling you when I get you on all of my programs.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, America is under attack today. We are under attack financially, and most of the people listening to this program, if they do not make preparations, are going to be destroyed financially. You really need to hear my talk, The Coming Financial Crisis, and get a copy of the little pamphlet we put together, four or five of my newsletters called The History of Money. You need to understand the background of money. You need to understand what the other side is doing and how they have actually put us on a fiat money system so they can destroy us and they can impoverish our people. And, of course, people who are impoverished, you know, will, of course, bow down to their masters. That's what it's about. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and because it takes you not only into the organizations working behind the scenes to plan for a new world order, but the spiritual forces that energize them. And this is really what has been missed. And so the Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the book, you can get the video, you can get the DVD. Hopefully many of you will want to get the cases. We're approaching two-thirds of the people we need so we can actually do the reprint on the book, and we're going to do a large reprint this time. I don't think we'll be offering this again for some time, but ordinarily the book's $12.95. You can get a case of 64 books for $149.95, plus you pay the shipping. And we hope many of you will give serious consideration to getting a case of books, and then you can sell them for $12.95. You can lend them out, you can give them out, but we want you to get the book into the hands of the people across America. It is one of the most effective tools we have to explain what's really going on behind the scenes, to understand what's happening, why we are supporting communist regimes throughout the world, why we brought the communists to power in Rhodesia, and why we brought Fidel Castro to power. And people say, oh no, Fidel Castro's our enemy. Is he really? Well, if he's our enemy, why did Bill Clinton and John Marino send 125 men, heavily armed SWAT team, to Miami, Florida, to kidnap Elian Gonzalez and send him back to Cuba to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world? Why would we do that if Fidel Castro was really the enemy? And why is David Rockefeller's daughter such a good friend of Fidel Castro? David Rockefeller tells the whole story in his memoirs, where he said, I am a proud internationalist. I confess, it's true. All these things that people are saying about me are true. And, of course, he heads the Trilateral Commission and was 15 years the head of the Council on Foreign Relations and is a member of the Bilderbergers and one of the wealthiest. I mean, the wealth of the Rockefellers dwarfs that of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. But you see, they control the media, so they control your perception and what you really believe. And they are dedicated to the destruction of America's sovereignty. You need to get my video, my talk on the World Revolution. You'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, where he tells how we knowingly brought Fidel Castro, who we knew was a communist, to power. And then, of course, my talk on planned population reduction. And you'll understand why there are 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. The end result of a successful public health policy or a successful genocidal policy. They know what they're doing, and they're destroying our health. They've targeted your children. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get informed. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get a case of those books. It's one of the best weapons we have today to reach the American people. And believe me, we are reaching more all the time. Again, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be with you Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline, April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out
to bring us in. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Bionic.